This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This has been another week of confrontation between the White House and congressional Democrats. Lawmakers heard from Kyle Sampson, a former aide to Attorney General Gonzalez, in their ongoing investigation of the firing of eight U.S. attorneys. And congressional spending bills set a timetable for Iraq troop withdrawal, despite the threat of a presidential veto. NPR senior news analyst Dan Chore joins us. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Scott.
And let's get directly at the U.S. attorney's story, because as we mentioned, Mr. Sampson, who was the former chief of staff for Attorney General Gonzalez, testified this week. I'll take a step back for a moment. There are now charges that this is a political investigation that's enabled by the Democrats controlling Congress. And how is this, when all is said and done, different from the Clinton administration changing, I believe it was 93 U.S. attorneys when they came in, or the Reagan administration before that changing?
Yes, the Clinton administration, and as far back as the Reagan administration, perhaps more, it has been a custom when you get a new president of the other party coming in. The first thing they do is sweep away a lot of people who are appointed by the president, including the U.S. attorneys. Mm-hmm. What's different in this case, in the first place, it's not at the beginning of his tenure, but 6 years into it, when you'd assume that they had the people that they wanted. And in the second place, it was the way they handled it that apparently made a very bad impression in Congress and elsewhere. And the result of that is that they're now having to themselves explain what they haven't been able to explain before. I mean, Sampson goes in and says that the Attorney General is inaccurate when he said that this was the reason for it. If you have a former aide of yours testifying that you are inaccurate, I think you're in terrible trouble.
How do you read the significance of the fact that it was reported this week that Monica Goodling, who was the Justice Department liaison to the White House, apparently, when appearing before this committee, intends to plead the Fifth Amendment?
I think that's weird. When any official of the Department of Justice of our country feels the need to invoke the Fifth Amendment against self-incrimination, I don't know what to say about that. It's simply weird.
There have been a number of Republican voices raised this week expressing doubts about whether or not Attorney General Gonzalez should stay in office. And some have been quite blunt in saying what he says doesn't add up as far as they're concerned.
I think he's already losing the support of the president. The president says he has a lot of work to do up there. When the president is saying that he has work to do, I think he's in trouble with the one person who can tell him to go.
Another confrontation, obviously, continuing with the president and the Congress on the issue of war funding. This week, the House of Representatives, which has the power of the purse, passed a supplemental appropriation bill for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Last week, the Senate passed their version of the bill. They both contain deadlines for withdrawing troops from Iraq.
Right. And so the White House said, yeah, you go ahead and you pass this. When the Senate has finished passing its version, they'll get together in conference and they'll work out the differences between them. And then they will have a bill and they'll send it to the president. And the president says, as soon as I get it, I'm going to veto it. And there we are, or there we will be.
The president said that soldiers in Iraq will suffer if Congress doesn't send him a spending bill that he can sign into law by April 15th. What happens if we reach that standoff?
Well, they say that what happens is that you lose money for the troops. I mean, the idea that it's $120 billion there to cover the war in Afghanistan and in Iraq, and the president says that if I don't have a bill I can sign, I won't sign it. What happens then, of course, is you face the least theoretical, and maybe not theoretical, possibility that you can't pay for the vehicles that you need to ride around in Iraq. Mm-hmm. I mean, you lose me after a while on some of these things.
Does this risk some mutual finger-pointing where the Democrats are saying, don't blame us for not supporting the troops? The president could sign a bill that gives them the money anytime he wanted to. He just has to accept our timetable.
That's right, but he doesn't want to accept a timetable. And he still has the ability to veto that timetable. And I guess he's going to do it at least until April 15th. Then stay tuned for what may happen next.
An incident that's been gathering over the past few days, of course, 15 British, well, sailors, one Marine, so that I guess makes them all sailors, as no doubt some expert will caution me, were seized by elements of Iran's Revolutionary Guard. They're in their second week of detention in Iran. What do you make of the circumstances as we know and the possible impact?
Well, you have to understand, which I don't, what goes on internally in Iran. You have a prime minister who is not universally popular, and he tries to make an impression and show that we can do things, not against the United States so much, but surely against the British. We can seize a few things. All they want is an apology. The British say there's nothing to apologize for. Mm-hmm. And so it goes on until how long, who knows.
Finally this, a man named Mel Kay, founder and chairman and president of the Golden State Fence Company,
yes,
and his manager Michael McLaughlin have pled guilty in federal court to, well, I don't want to tell the whole story. Their company was one of the contractors that was hired to build the fence across
That's
the United
right.
States.
That's right, and they're called the Golden Gate Fence Company, and they specialize in it. And they got the contract with the government to build a section of the fence which is going to keep all the Mexicans out, except it turns out that they did it with the help of immigrant Mexican labor that they hired. That didn't make a good impression, and so the head of the company was sentenced to 6 months, however, that he can serve at home. But there again, we see virtue triumphing.
Thanks very much, Dan Shore.
Sure thing.